Are you aware? You know that you're aware? What is obvious What is obvious now? Being aware of the objects, our experience, the experiences of the sense doors, is our most familiar way, usually, of paying attention, of knowing, of being aware, of knowing that we are aware. We know that we're aware because we know the objects often. And in that we can recognize the qualities of the experience. In body sensation, what we are actually aware of is the sensation level of experience, pressure, tingling, vibration. Hardness or softness. Coolness or heat. Stickiness, moisture, in sound we recognize pitch and tone, the bare sense of pitch and tone, we also can recognize thought as an experience, not the content of the thought, but the experience of thinking. Maybe as images or as if we're talking to ourselves. We experience emotions or moods. We also recognize experience, hearing a sound and then recognizing it as voice, that recognition of the sound is a perception, a mental experience. Again, so many different levels of experience at the experience level. And this is a very familiar place in our mindfulness practice. It's often a more familiar place to know the experiences and know what the experiences are and something about the experiences, the specific qualities of the experience itself. We're not as accustomed to recognizing or noticing awareness itself. We know awareness is working. Through the way it connects with experience, the way it connects with objects. To me, becoming aware of awareness is not a turning towards or a turning around or trying to look at awareness. It feels more like a stepping back, a falling back. The objects don't disappear, but we become aware of the field or the awareness that is connecting with objects, the knowing. The mind has the capacity to recognize the awareness itself. Are you aware? Do you know that you're aware? This simple knowing that we're aware may be the kind of simplest way of recognizing the awareness itself. Are you aware? Not trying to figure out how you know you're aware, but just simply perhaps settling in that question. Aware. Kind of the amazing mystery of awareness. And so we may know that we're aware without quite knowing how. And this is okay. Are you aware? And what is obvious? We might notice how awareness receives experience, receives the different objects. It might seem as though awareness is picking up one object after another in succession. A sound, a body sensation, a breath, a feeling. It might seem as though the awareness is moving, shifting from experience to experience, as if awareness is actually moving. It might feel like that. Or it might feel like the awareness is still and things are kind of arising in awareness. Sometimes it might feel like the awareness is flowing from experience to experience in a kind of a seamless flow. Or it might seem kind of discrete and popping. One thing appears and then another thing appears. How are you noticing? How is awareness taking in experience for you in this moment? There's no right way or better way. Simply how awareness is functioning now. Sometimes it might feel like awareness is knowing many things at the same time. What is the experience? Perhaps feeling like you know simultaneously a sound and a body sensation, or an emotion and a physical experience. Notice if that's how it is, if that's how it seems awareness is right now. Or it might seem like there's a wide angle lens for awareness, very broad, kind of like looking at a panorama. Experience feeling more diffuse and not so specific. Or at times, it can seem as though the attention, the awareness, becomes more focused, like a macro lens, looking at something very closely. Again, there's no one right way Are you aware? And how is awareness experiencing objects? Relax. This kind of exploration is much more possible with a relaxed mind. Are you aware? Knowing that it can be that simple. Over time, we begin to become more familiar with the experience of awareness itself. Mind has this capacity to recognize awareness. And so at first it's almost like we may have to stumble into it, maybe through a kind of pointing, a hearing this possibility. And yet it can be quite a pleasant experience. As we become more familiar with the experience of awareness itself. And so we may try to look for it, find it, or to create it. This will likely lead to dukkha. And so, Sayadaw's suggestion to me was just notice, just be curious. One is awareness. More inclined towards noticing the objects, the specific qualities of sound and body sensation and feelings? And when is awareness curious about awareness itself? Not trying to create it, but being available to recognize it. And this question, aware? In that moment, not trying to figure out awareness, but just seeing. Almost like that question is asking our system to show us something. Aware? Aware? And maybe the recognition already aware.